I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
So, Sinead, is your best animal performance in a movie a lock already?
Pretty much. I mean, how many months did he train to learn how to do that? Like 3 months or something? Confronting stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But unbeatable.
It's not just best as in favourite, it actually is best. One of the best acting performances put to screen last year, right?
I agree. Yeah.
Hello there, everybody. This is I Only Like You and Movies. My name is Lonnie. Your name is Sinead. How are you, Sinead?
Hello. Well, thank you.
Have you recovered from watching Anatomy of a Fall?
Yeah, but I'm still thinking about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have a theory, which I'll delve into later on.
As we're recording, we have the Oscars already, so that's cool. 5 nominations for this one,
mm-hmm.
and 1 Best Original Screenplay.
Mm-hmm.
I think well-deserving, even though we had some others we liked in that category. Past Lives, for example.
Yeah, stole it from Past Lives for me, but...
Yeah. I think the biggest thing for me is there's revelations that the French legal system is insane.
Insane. You can just question the accused whenever you want. You bring up the witnesses and they interact with the accused. There's like a panel of judges. What are we doing?
You can bring in someone else, a psychologist, who just thinks, yeah, I think you're a bit crazy, actually.
So bizarre.
I do like the prosecutor, though. He's so fabulous.
So sassy. He is sassy. Fabulous and sassy, yes. With his little robes.
Okay, what's Anatomy of a Fall all about today?
Anatomy of a Fall is about... No.
I think you're cheating. If you just read up what's on Wikipedia.
Well, I'm not going to read the whole plot. They don't even have a summary for me. I don't remember. There's this woman and her husband dies, okay? He falls out of a window and mm-hmm. about whether she did it or not, essentially.
Yeah. There's no witnesses.
No.
Her son's around. He's blind. Mm-hmm. He's got a dog. He helps.
Mm-hmm.
And we're really left in the dark, aren't we, about... what occurred.
Mm.
She's given plenty of good reasons to kill him as the plot unfolds.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the evidence against her is pretty junk evidence too. I think mm-hmm. we'd all agree now.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the go? Heavily inspired by The Staircase, it seems.
Yeah, similar vibes, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm. Truly enjoyed. So I think it's well presented, well acted. Sandra Hüller, 2 amazing performances and 2 amazing movies in 1 year.
They both get nominated for an Oscar. Like, yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Never heard of you before, but now you're incredible and amazing and getting some
mm-hmm.
recognition.
Yeah. And I think people are crying out for this sort of mid-level drama. And I say mid-level as in not super expensive and not super low budget. Just like a cool, thorny movie to get involved in. You know?
Yeah, it's just an interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think best screenplay deserves that. But it's not like incredibly melodramatic. And I think part of that is because it's not an American movie. Like there were twists and turns that it chose not to take. And I thought that was interesting. It felt very restrained. Mm-hmm. It felt a little bit, I was going to say a little bit like a foreign film. No way, Sinead.
Mm. Interesting point. I think the biggest thing to me that makes the screenplay work,
mm-hmm.
and the performances as well, speak to this, but the tweet that said, I don't think she did it, but she should have.
Wow.
Doesn't that sum up a really good screenplay?
Yeah. Interesting. So she's having this interview with a younger university graduate or something for a thesis, and the music keeps coming on.
Mm. So she's a successful writer, and her husband is a sort of frustrated writer.
Yeah.
And she's had affairs in the past too.
Yes. And she's bisexual as well.
And that's exactly like Staircase. It's like
mm-hmm.
they found out he was gay or bisexual mm-hmm. and having affairs, or at least wanting to have affairs, exploring
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And so they decided he was guilty. Yeah. Know, kind of the same thing here in her story.
Particularly with the psychologist who comes and testifies, because he's like, well, you must have been crazy because my patient told me you were crazy.
So that works, dude. But yeah, I think fair enough. She was guilty of some things and probably not a very good wife or even a good person.
No.
But I don't think there was enough evidence to suggest that she actually...
Beyond reasonable doubt? Yeah, no, exactly. I don't think so.
But how do you interpret the ending where she comes home and even the son's not quite sure what he's done?
Yeah, that was tough. So the son comes in and... Oh, can you remind me what he says to the judge? He has that story about being in the car with his dad. And his dad's talking about when you die... Like, someone will be gone soon and you need to get used to the idea of someone going.
Yeah, because he's leaving. The dog's almost died, and so he's like, yeah. You got to think about people will
prepare
die in
yourself
the future.
For loss. Yeah. Do you think he made that up, that story up, the kid?
I think it's entirely possible.
Yeah.
I think the kid started to realise that what's going to happen, he's going to lose his mum.
Mm.
He's already lost his dad.
Mm.
And so at a certain point, it doesn't matter what happened, it's what you choose to believe what happened.
Yeah.
And then you'll make anything work.
And a lot hung on the kid's testimony. I don't think he was lying when he told them the wrong thing about the tape and where he was with the dog. Mm. I genuinely don't. Because an incident happened to me when I was younger. Not important. But when dealing with the police, I only remembered certain things when I was prompted to remember them.
Mm.
So being in the same location and reenacting or reliving that, you remember things and things come to you. And so that felt totally realistic to me that he didn't realize where he was until he was standing there again and felt it. And mm-hmm. he's like, oh, right, this doesn't feel right. No, I wasn't here. I was somewhere else. So I don't think people online are using that as sort of a touchstone for he was lying all along to try and get his mum, whatever.
No.
I genuinely think that's pretty realistic as to how you respond in the moment and react. He's also traumatized. I think that can't be overlooked. And your brain doesn't really work coherently when you're going through a really tragic or traumatic event. Mm-hmm. And so bits and pieces come to you as they come to you. And I remember I left out a key crucial detail in my experience to telling the police because I was never asked about it specifically. And so I thought, oh, well, that doesn't matter because that's not a part of it.
Mm.
So I just think that's not enough for me to be like, yeah, she definitely did it. And the kid was sort of on board and how that was working. I did really like when the kid was going to be examined, cross-examined, and he told the sort of the court sort of puts in like a mediation person in to live at the house with the son and the mum, which is really interesting. How do you live in a house where you're not really allowed to talk to your child about something traumatic that has happened to them? And he decides he wants her to go and he just wants to be on his own. I thought that was a really interesting sort of kink in the tail. Do you like that?
Yeah, it's really interesting how the kid has to question everything.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to automatically believe his mum. I think kids especially, but I think everybody who's talking to the police or someone in authority, like the judge, you get to a certain point where what you're saying isn't always what happened in your own truth.
Mm.
You're trying to give the answer they want to hear.
Yeah.
You're trying to please them.
Yeah.
And so I think at a certain point he was asked a question about where he was or whatever, and he gave an answer that he thought they wanted to hear. And it was only when he realised in that moment that he was wrong.
Yeah.
And then I don't like that because not the answer he gave already.
And they got so mad at him.
Yeah.
Why are you changing your mind? And he's like, well, I'm just trying to tell the truth. I've realised a mistake in my testimony and now I'm trying to rectify it.
Mm-hmm.
We should be more accepting of that and not be like, well, that proves that you were making it up. No, it doesn't. Human brains are complicated.
Yeah, I don't think it would prove him making it up. However,
it
does suggest that maybe people shouldn't be convicted based on
witness
memory
testimony.
Alone.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I also really liked when she's leaving the house, Sandra Hüller's character, and she's in the car with her lawyer and she just completely breaks down in the car. Beautiful moment of acting. Mm-hmm. I think she handled that really well. Also, incredibly shot and sound was great and everything. I love the snowy sort of scape that we're in. We're in this sort of regional area and lodge cabin that's sort of being renovated or fixed up. The snow adds another element to the layers of the crime or how they think it's happened.
That was a big thing in the staircase, the junk science that you guys use about blood spatter and things like that, right?
Yeah. And they were proven to be wrong, right?
They were proven to be making it up.
Well, that's true. Yeah, they were making it up, yeah.
But at the same time, we're finding increasingly that only evidence that you can really rely on is DNA evidence.
Pretty much.
Everything else is sort of made up and interpreted.
Yeah. Sort of fingerprints, footprints, that sort of thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can I get to my theory?
Mm-hmm.
I have a similar theory to how I had in the staircase, which is that...
And Al did it. No?
I've seen people saying it was the dog. Have you seen that? Because in the beginning when the song plays, a ball bounces down the stairs and they're like, see, it's the dog all along. No, not that I nailed it, but that the answer to the really complicated question is often not just one thing. Mm-hmm. And the reason why one version of events isn't fitting to it is because maybe it was a combination of a couple.
Mm.
I think she's lying about the fact that she went to have a nap. I think she had an argument with him.
Mm.
Absolutely. Maybe she even told him, go kill yourself, fuck you, who gives a shit? They certainly had an argument because she was, I think that's the weakest part of her testimony in terms of you were napping, but you went up and there was really loud music playing and you had earbuds in, but you didn't know. I don't know. So I think don't think that bit's quite true.
Yeah, because she had to be hearing her son at one point, didn't she?
Yes.
But she couldn't hear the music.
So I'm not sure that that adds up.
Mm-hmm.
But I think possibly the most tragic answer of all is what happened, which is I reckon he just slipped.
Mm, possible.
I reckon it was just an accident and he slipped. And yes, all the stuff was still true about them feuding over their writing thing. She stole an idea of his and made a lot of money off that. He doesn't know what he wants to do and he has depression.
Mm.
That's still true and happened. But I think it might have just been an accident.
And I think that evidence in the movie suggests that when there's that bit of TV commentary saying it doesn't really matter if it didn't happen, it's a better story if the writer killed her husband.
Yeah.
I think that's the movie, not so much saying that's what happened, but it's a sign of the times, you know, that...
Yeah. We want a complex and interesting mystery to solve.
The juicy story, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But I think maybe the simplest thing is sometimes true, which is that I think they had a fight and then I think he fell.
Yeah, and that makes sense why she doesn't want to tell the police straight away. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we were fighting just before he...
Yeah, it doesn't look great, does it?
He's dead on the ground. Yeah.
It would also make sense why he fell in such an awkward way.
Mm.
The snow, they made a good point. Like, it was really interesting in the trial. Every time a new piece of evidence was presented, I was like, oh, yeah, that's a good point. And having the snow melt some of the blood meant that it moved or whatever. I thought that was really interesting. But yeah, the theory that she was sort of leaning over the balustrade, hitting him, like she would have had to lean so far over. Mm. It's ridiculous that that would have even happened. But I find it interesting. So Sandra Hüller asked the director, like at the end, she kind of did it. What do you reckon? She asked at the beginning as well, and she wouldn't say. But at the beginning, she was given the direction from the director to play it as if she was innocent.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't matter whether she was guilty and pretending to be innocent or whether she was innocent and being innocent, that character in this time of the story is innocent.
Yeah. Well, it's even worse than if she is innocent and she's had to lie throughout it and then her son feels compelled to create a lie to get her
rescue
off.
Rescue her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then even if she is innocent, the son kind of has admitted to himself, I think she did it.
Yeah. I thought it was a really moving scene when he came back into the court and had to...
Yeah.
I want to say one last thing to you.
Mm.
So beautifully done and so beautifully shot. And the actor who played the son, Daniel?
Do you think he should have got an Oscar nomination?
Yeah, I do. Milo Mercado Greiner, is that his name? Yeah, he was absolutely phenomenal. And I thought completely moving, had beautiful access to his emotions, really made me feel something different. Mm.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com. Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
It really does make you think as well, like, say it was an accident, or say he killed himself. I'm not going to say it was her fault at all, right? I wouldn't ever suggest that. But their toxic relationship was definitely not going to lead to anything good for them both,
no.
Right?
No.
And it sounds like he was a bit, well, as me, I've got it so tough. But at the same time, it sounds like he was putting up his own roadblocks and then blaming her for everything going wrong in his life. But it doesn't sound like she was trying to help him at all. Really, and she was sort of happy to be the successful writer, and he takes care of all the boring stuff and raises the kid, essentially.
Well, they have that really interesting bit in the trial where they start playing a recording, right? And then we switch to, like, a reenactment of the recording.
Did you think that was a bit contrived, his recording?
I don't know why he was recording that. But I loved that fight because it felt so realistic. And I loved how mean she was portrayed. She's like, well, what do you want me to do? You didn't want the idea anymore, so I took it. Almost like not being able to engage with what was really upsetting him.
Yeah.
I thought that was a really interesting sequence.
Because they're both right and they're both wrong.
Yes.
All throughout the whole
thing. Yes, they were. Yeah. And then there was the issue where they both committed physical violence against each other.
Yeah, and then on the recording you can hear something happening and she's like, he's punching the wall.
Yeah.
You're like, okay.
This is what I mean. I don't think she's telling the whole truth. Maybe she's telling a selective truth and leaving some things out. So what she's saying is true, but she's leaving.
It's like the guy on the staircase. It's like his wife's dead and he's like, I didn't do it.
Yeah.
Do we expect him to be like, oh, and by the way, I had all these affairs, just so you know.
Yeah, well, exactly. You know, yeah, you're not going to offer that to them,
you don't have to.
No. And much like the staircase, I think it was a combination of events that occurred there. The thing was, he took forever to ring the police, which was very suspicious.
Well, there were some inconsistencies there about, oh, we're at the back having a drink and it was
but then
early cold
night.
She went in first and I was having a cigar.
I reckon an owl is involved with that. I still stand by. Possible. I think an owl was involved, but I think it might have been an owl and a slip and she was drunk. Like, I think it was maybe more than one thing.
Well, that's the other thing in Anatomy of Fall. She had affairs in the past, it seems, but she said they were all cool about it and they were all sort of moved on. And in European society, that is a little bit more okay in some parts, right?
Yeah.
But then the fact that there's a young grad student downstairs.
He was clearly jealous of that, right? Like, why else would he be playing the music like that to interrupt their
interview? And from his perspective, he'd be like, don't rub it in my face.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm up here doing the, working the house and you're just down there, a bit flirting with someone else.
Messy as Snoop, we will obviously say incredible, beautiful, wonderful.
Do you want the Palm Dog Award? Do you think they, some movies just include a dog because they want to win that award?
I don't care. I don't care if they want to do that. I want more movies with dogs.
Well, it's good that Messy got to the Oscars and everything.
He wasn't really at the Oscars, was he?
Well, he was there.
They were pre-recorded segments.
Yeah, but he was there. But he did that, didn't he?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah, they were all funny about it, weren't they? They're like, oh, they keep bringing Messy in for all the, like, schmoozing, dining,
what's wrong with that?
Drinking and dining for your Oscar nominations. You guys give each other gifts to, like, remember the people that Emily in Paris paid for a whole inclusive, fully inclusive trip to Paris to try and get an award for the show?
Would you change your vote if Messy gave you a belly rub? gave him a belly rub?
I don't want a belly rub from Messi. I like to give him one.
You get to play with him for an afternoon.
Yeah. He was really good. And Swan Arlaud was the
sexy lawyer.
Yeah, everyone's going crazy for him.
What do you think about him? Because he wanted to defend her and they were old friends and stuff. But
I think they had a fling in the past.
Got to the point there, it seemed like he didn't really care if she did or not. And that's, I guess it's how defense lawyers work.
I was going to say, isn't that just a lawyer being like, it's about losing or winning the case? Then
that's
it is
what I mean,
acknowledging the actual people.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about the scene where she, it's the night of her release and they go and have like Chinese food together and they have this moment together where it could be something more?
I sort of thought it's over now though. They were, yeah. connected deeply for a short period of time, but they can't really
they went through this be that thing. Again. No, they can't. They can't.
Well, this is definitely one we should get on Blu-ray and watch again, I reckon.
Because
I think it'll be so much deeper and richer at each viewing.
And I'm interested in more from Justine Triet, the director, to see what else she's done, because I think...
We've seen one of her movies. She did one with Virginie.
What'd she do with Virginie?
One where Virginie's a judge.
Oh, yeah.
And she was inspired by that. She wanted to do something else in the courtroom drama.
That's interesting. Realm. In Bed with Victoria, is that what it was? Yeah. Indeed.
That was a bit more lighthearted, I think.
Yeah, slightly more lighthearted. Mm. I thought she did really well for a still early in her career director. Mm-hmm. Obviously, critical response praising Sandra Hüller's performance.
Mm.
She's just incredible. Like, and the complication of her being from Germany, but in a French system, language. And they won't let her speak English, which is the one language that they can all speak in the court. Like, having that language barrier and communication barrier also adds a lot to the story, I feel. Because she'll say something and they'll be like, but you said this. She'll be like, well, that's not the right word. I'm trying to figure out how to answer it in a way that you understand.
Well done.
Really well done. Rating?
5 stars. It was a bit long, but also we watched this the day after Taylor Swift, so we're a bit tired.
We were a bit tired.
I stayed up for you.
You did. You had to deal with my recounting every moment of the concert. I think I'll give it 4.5. Nearly perfect, but some of the courtroom scenes really dragged on for me.
Wow.
And the scene with the fight also was a little bit too long. And I just think it needed a little bit of trimming.
Well, you can tell Messi that.
But nearly perfect.
You can tell Messi you hate his movie.
I love Messi and I love his movie.
All right. Well, that's been us talking about Anatomy of a Fall. We're trying to get all the Oscar movies ticked off. And we watched them all. So
we watched them all. Thought it's coming out a little bit delayed because we only do one a week. So. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Thank you for listening. Get back on our back catalogue. You'll see lots of other movies on there. And until then, goodbye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.